How's it going, Sean?
It's been a week.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. It's just been kind of wild, a little heavy. It's been kind of a heavy week, but yeah. Then also, I guess the highs are high, but the lows are low, which may make the highs feel like they're higher. So maybe the highs aren't even that high. See, if I really sit and think about it, I may not answer any correspondence for a while, but, yeah, it's just been kind of a all over the place week. And that's, you know, and now we're getting ready to go into the holidays, which are notorious for being very even keeled. There's nothing like there's nothing like a calm, cool, collected holiday season. Who's having those?
Hey, they don't make those, but on TV. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's been a. I get you with the roller coaster. You know what I mean? We had a passing in the community recently. Mm-hmm. Shouts to the homie Kenny. I will say it was an incredibly sad thing. Obviously, he's a uber talented comic who was really good at building community, and that showed a lot. Obviously, with the amount of love he got after it, that definitely sent me in a weird tailspin.
Yes.
Every single one of my fears comes to life when something like this happened, right? Like, I had this, like, weird idea that, like, no one's going to know that I worked hard at comedy because I'm not going to get known until after, if that, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he passed, like, you know, a lot of people didn't know, like, Kenny and I were working on a lot of projects together. You know, so like, you know, I had a Sunday show that I was doing with him weekly. Mm-hmm. We were working on like an interview series, and we were like pretty far along with the travel show that we were pitching. So like, I, outside of Kenny himself, I am the person most invested in Kenny 2024.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when this went down, like, you know, like there was a personal aspect of it that like, yo, I'd really bonded with this dude over this last year working with all of that stuff. And then realizing that, like, y'all, this dude's super funny, and people aren't gonna know, and that like really scared me. And then every time I went to like kind of check in and show love, I was blown away by like how many people were coming out. You know what I mean? To see him, and I was like, okay, like there is another way that you affect the world with your if you just create and do good. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful to kind of see that, and like to find comfort in the thing that like I was now scared of doing. You know, I took like a day off. I didn't tell jokes, and then
right.
You know, like I didn't feel right, like going out there and like ha ha ha. You know, like it just felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, like I kind of wanted to be around the people, and a couple of comics kind of hit me up. Hey, you want to come do a spot? Like a lot of Kenny's people are on this show. And it just became like unofficial like reunions throughout the night. Some people felt comfortable discussing it on stage. Some people just wanted to be around other people that knew Kenny while being funny. It was really like sincerely dope to see a communal support of people in something that 10 years ago when I started comedy, everyone told me it was so cutthroat. I didn't get that vibe, man. Comedy's fire. We show each other love. It was sincerely beautiful to see.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That reminds me, my roommate went to a show this weekend and saw you and texted me and said that you were very funny. I guess he had not seen your stand-up before.
Oh, rock on.
Yeah, and I was like, did you talk to him? He said, no, he disappeared afterwards.
Yeah, I did a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I mean, if you feel like sitting there for another 2 hours, he'll be back. He's got his own show there later that night. So, or I'll just let him know for you. How about that? I'll just let him know for you.
I appreciate him. I am sincerely a fan of the two of you tasting all of my favorite things. You know? Yeah, I was wilding out on Saturday. I really wanted to be around comedy, and essentially, like, I agreed to every spot that was given to me.
Oh, so, like, boy.
Yeah, I was doing spots from 4:30 to legit, like, after my show.
And wow. Then,
like, yeah, it was wild. Like, and I'm talking, like, all over. I did Union Hall, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Then I drove out to Long Island, like, Belmore, to get to, like, the second governor's comedy location.
Okay.
Yeah, then did a spot in Queens, then came back to Union Hall. I was bugging out, but I was like, yeah, if you got it, I'm with it. I was either in a car or on stage for like a solid 8 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, great times.
Great. I mean, I hope so.
Straight up. It was beautiful. And I bumped into like everybody who's everybody, and like everybody who like I know in my personal life throughout the day. It was weird. Like, I did the governor's show. Was there for like 10 minutes, saw three of my cousins. They're like, yeah, we moved out here during the quarantine. I was like, oh, shit. It was great. I swear, like, yo, bottom of my heart, I swear, like, that Saturday, like, the comedy gods was like, yo, he needs a day. He needs a good day.
Right.
So, like, every show I did was just, like, just the right amount. Like, that first set, I showed up, like, I told was like, yo, just so you know, I have to be in Long Island. The trip is an hour and a half. So, like, if nothing goes wrong, if I leave right at the start of the show, I might get there.
Right.
So, like, I need to go first. He's like, cool. And, like, keep him, like, the show had, like, you know, like, Chris Gethard's on it.
Right.
Asam Minhaj is on it. And he's, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, asking him, yo, can you bump them?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, move those dudes back, B. I need to get off.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, like, I definitely cashed in a couple favors. But yeah, like I felt like I got the kind of day, emotionally speaking, that can only happen in this art form, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of people I respect, a lot of people I love, both comedically and just like in life. And I felt good again, you know what I mean? And I felt like that was Kenny energy throughout the day. You know what I mean?
Wow.
The dude had like a uber smile throughout the day, and I felt like I felt that all day. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I went, it was love.
That's great.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm back to like regular levels of terrified of my art now.
Sure. You know? Yes, good, right.
Now I'm just regular panic, you know what
good,
I mean?
Good, good, right where you're comfortable.
You wanna be. Yeah, it's the pocket.
Right in the pocket of terror.
We in here. We in here, baby. I like it.
Yeah.
It's where we belong. Oh, man. But yeah, post up, Kenny. I see you, homie. Let's get into the news.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Colorado Supreme Court disqualifies Trump from state's 2024 ballot. Yeah, that's right. The state's highest court declares former president ineligible for the White House under the U.S. Constitution. Colorado Supreme Court.
Oh, that old thing.
Yo, real talk, they don't use it enough. It's a solid piece
they
of
really,
work.
I feel like there's a lot of things. I mean, I guess people just know the hits of it, but I feel like if you read, like really read it and like really apply it, what are we doing dealing with? Like, why isn't he under the jail by now?
Real talk,
I don't know why. I know why. It's because lawyers love to argue and they're paid by the hour. And so they want to argue the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. But I'm here to tell you, fuck Trump, spirit or letter.
Yeah.
Why are we not doing that yet? Why is he still? Why did it take so long for one state to be like, hey, man, nah. You know what I mean? This is late December 2023. So the election is less than a year away. And the state is finally like, we can't do this. Come on, man. What?
Real talk, yo. And they're looking around like, yo, none of you other states gonna do this shit?
Yeah, what's happening? Oh, my gosh. The highest state. The Real highest talk. State.
In all ways.
In every way. And they're getting to it before the rest. Come on.
Real talk, yo. Yo, people put down weed ideas. You know, sometimes you need them, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if that's it. If there was a weird, I don't smoke. Is there a weird moment of clarity that happens when you bite into an edible just before the dry mouth kicks in?
I definitely think there's an interesting group think when everyone is high. So I think that's what's happening here. They're like, hey, like, what if we like use the rules? Is that an option? That's an option. Oh, shit. The Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday declared Donald Trump ineligible to hold office again under the U.S. Constitution's Insurrection Clause. In a historic decision, the justices ordered that he be removed from the state's presidential primary ballot after determining that he engaged in the insurrection on January 6th of 2021. The ruling sets up a likely showdown in the nation's highest court to settle whether the January 6th attack on Capitol amounted to an insurrection and whether Trump's involvement disqualifies him from the running. The 4-3 decision by the Colorado Supreme Court marks the first time a presidential candidate has been deemed unqualified for office under a rarely used provision that bars insurrectionists from holding office.
Well, it should be rarely used.
Yeah. It should almost be never used.
Yes, right. And we shouldn't have to use that a lot. But we also should know that it's there. I mean, did it take this long for someone to go, okay, I've been reading it, and I made it to the 14th Amendment, and I think there's something there you want to see. Like, is that what happened?
Real talk. Yo, see, this is what pisses me off. This is what ChatGPT should be doing. Somebody should have been, yo, real talk, what do y'all should have been like, ChatGPT, how can we, like, use the rule book to get Donald Trump off of this, like, election? And ChatGPT should have spit this shit out.
Just a search bar. Why doesn't the Constitution come with a search bar? Why isn't why can't we just put in president insurrection elections?
Yo, Jeeves, where are you? You know what I mean?
Why do we have to read it and go through the courts? It should just be on the search bar. Did anyone streamline this yet?
Come on, man. I thought Rap Genius would have done this by now.
At least.
Real talk, man. You over here translating Lil Boozy.
But you know what? Ever since it became Genius, it's really changed.
Yeah.
It's no longer Rap Genius.
Quality's falling off, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It's getting everything wrong.
I am glad this is being done. This is dope.
I think there are other states. Hold on. I feel like I saw that other states have this kind of thing lined up, and Colorado got to it first.
Yo, shouts to Colorado, man.
But, like, what? Yeah, this is a lot of words for in this article. Oh, okay. Similar lawsuits in Minnesota and New Hampshire were dismissed on procedural grounds. In Michigan, plaintiffs argued a similar case, and they've appealed to the state Supreme Court after the lower courts declined to disqualify Trump. What's happening?
Yo.
What? Bro. Come on.
You know, the song I thought about here? Like,
that was a pregnant pause, and I'm like, oh no, we got a lot. We're about
Just an idea. Okay. You know what I mean? What if, like, the first state to use like one of these rules got to put up like a championship banner, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be like, yo, like, Colorado insurrection blocker 2024, you know what I mean? And like, you got to throw that up in the rafters in your court.
Do you think that would have ended slavery faster if they had
100%
gotten a banner?
I mean, it just want credit. Like, yo, listen, we shut that shit down. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think possibly because nobody wants to be the state that did it. I bet nobody, like, yeah, we don't like slavery, but don't tell the others. Let's just see if we can quietly. And Texas was like, great, we won't tell them for years. How about that? And finally, someone made it over there, and that's how we got Juneteenth.
But
that's because they were the last ones.
It reminds me of, have you seen the new, the Squid Game game show?
I have not watched it, no.
They have, like, this, there's one of the episodes where, like, they bring everybody together that's in the room that's, like, still left in the game, and they say the three lowest vote getters will get eliminated. And they're voting in the room together. And they say all your votes are anonymous except whenever a new person is voted on, their face will appear on the screen. So if you vote for someone and they've already up there, no one can see your vote.
Okay.
But if you're the first person to vote for somebody, everyone knows it's you because that person's face goes up as a new option.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's probably what you, that's like the slavery thing. Like, hey, everybody wants to hit it third.
Right. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go up first.
Yeah, wants to go up first. Like, I co-sign that, but like, I ain't gonna start it.
I'm not gonna sign it. I'm gonna co-sign.
Oh man! In other news, we got Mayim Bialik. This is Blossom.
Yeah,
I never noticed him. Blossom won't return as a Jeopardy host. Huh?
Yeah.
Blossom has faced her final Jeopardy. 2 years. I'm really sorry that I'm really calling her Blossom, but that's what I know her as. Blossom.
Yeah.
2 years after stepping in as the permanent host for the beloved game show following the death of its longtime running MC, Alex Trebek. Blossom is exiting her regular role in the series. In a statement posted on Instagram on Friday afternoon, Blossom shared that producers of the Sony Pictures Television had informed her that she will no longer have hosting duties in the series beginning in 2024.
Yeah, so it's not so much she's exiting the role as she's been let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, language means things. Words mean things.
Yeah, yo, like, they're making it seem like she will no longer have hosting. The hosting duties ran away.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
She misplaced the hosting duties.
What happened?
Well, I guess she's just not doing it.
They're with your keys somewhere. You got to find them. Oh, my God. I believe the gentleman will be continuing. What is it? After standing executive producer Michael Richards negotiated a contract for her to be the host. Blossom took over as the guest host during the turbulent period.
I love it. Just keep calling her Blossom.
Soon after becoming the permanent guest host, she was alternating duties with Ken Jennings, who first showed his Jeopardy mastery as a contestant in 2003 and has become the highest earning American game show contestant in history through his returning trips. Only Jennings has been hosting as of this fall, season 40. In August, Variety reported that Bialik, I'm going to try it once.
Yeah, that's right, Bialik.
Okay, Bialik. Oh, that's what's up. I've tried harder words, but I felt really unconfident with this one.
Fine.
And also, like, the ratio of unconfident to confidence with Blossom, it tipped the scale too much there.
I get it. I understand that.
That Bialik had declined to host the second season of Celebrity Jeopardy. Yeah, she didn't want the, like, the pity job. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean...
And also, she was being observant of the WGA and SAG after strikes, which is the real reason, I think, right?
Yeah, that's why she didn't come back. But also, she's said some controversial things, and it's possible those things may have come into play.
Mm.
And so, but I don't know, because I don't fully understand, like, if she said the controversial things, they're not the normal controversial things that people are losing jobs over. If anything, she probably would have kept her job. So I don't know if there's more controversy or if it's just they were like, yeah, no one really likes you in the role. Because that's what, because I was like, oh, is this because she said some sideways shit? Because I feel like she recently said some sideways shit. And Twitter informed me, well, I mean, it might be the sideways shit, but also she's not good as a host. And I went, well, that's enough. Honestly, that's enough. And Ken Jennings knows that show in and out. So let him do it. I mean, if you remember when they were looking for hosts, they were doing the whole guest hosting over and over thing, which is so lazy. And I'm tired of TV shows doing this. Mm-hmm. Shit or get off the pot.
Real talk.
What? Why? Why are you? Well, let's just have these seven people dance for us for a couple of months And then we'll take our hiatus, and then we'll come back and we'll pick someone no one even saw coming, you know? So like, I believe that's what happened. And I think a lot of people really liked LeVar Burton, that he did a great job and people kind of really wanted him to host. And they were just like, no, we're not going to give it to him. So people were very upset. And then when they named her, folks mentioned, yeah, but she has said some sideways shit. And it's like, whatever, we're going to put Blossom in it. And then I guess it turns out she's not that great of a host. I haven't watched a Jeopardy in a very long time. So I don't know how bad of a host she was, and also how you could be a bad Jeopardy host.
Yeah, how do you mess? I don't know.
I mean, do you just read the answers on the board wrong or something? Or do you mispronounce the names, or do you forget to ask them about themselves, or what? Because, I mean, yeah. Alec Trebek, Lord rest his soul, he got a little zesty there. You know what I mean? He would get spicy with the people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he would, you know, kind of poke them a little bit because, you know, he knew he was talking to a bunch of nerds. And,
yeah, you get a little rest. Know,
yeah, he would just kind of tease them a little. And I wonder if maybe she tried and they were like, why are all the contestants crying? I guess we'll take a commercial break. I don't know. Like, how bad of a host was she?
Too much zest. Too much zest. Calm that down.
I haven't watched a television game show in a while. Well, that's not true. I just got my hair cut earlier today and I watched the back half of The Price is Right. So, you know, I watched a guy lose his chance to go to Jackson Hole, Montana or something like that, where I was like, you already have friends there. Like, that's not even a trip for you. And the reason he bid very low, entirely too low, because people don't realize how much cars cost nowadays. And there was a new Toyota Camry in the mix. But he said, oh, it's like $35,000. And I was like, nope, not with that car. You know how much cars cost? The car is $35,000. So no. Yeah, and he was off like $7,000.
Yo. Oh, my God. Damn, yo, my dad tried selling a used car. My dad bought a car for my mom, and my mom didn't want the car. She said, I'm not driving that. And like, they had like a back and forth argument, and the car just sat in their yard for a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Like, just there. I was super mad at my dad because my dad drives the oldest shit ever. And there was a relatively new car in the yard that he had already spite lost an argument with his wife. So I was like, yo, listen, she's not going to take it. You already own it. Your car is 20 years older than that car. Why don't you just drive that car?
Right.
He refused. So
it's
like,
the principality.
Yeah, he's like, I bought it for her.
It's the principality. Yep.
So finally, they agree to sell the car. And I list it a solid like 19 months later. And the price went up $2,000 of like a older car. But he's like, yeah, he's like, quarantine messed all that up for people. They couldn't buy car parts. So he's like, yo, see, that's why I held it. I made a profit. Like, no,
that's not why. Like, no, yeah. Kid. Because he could have held it another week. It would have gone up another $1,500. That's what it is. It's all over the place, but it's now basically just so much higher.
Yeah, B. You ain't making an investment. Mm-mm. Okay.
What was the car?
It was some like six seater. It was a brand like a Subaru.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it was in solid shape. Nice car. It was like we sold it in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it was a 2018.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like it was a good shape car. He got like a 2002 RAV4 that he like loves with all his heart. Uh-huh. And like I listed it, I was like, yo, my man, like the price with the miles you put on that is $400. Okay. Like nobody wants your car. Okay.
Right.
It is a beater. You shouldn't be driving in it. And he has this whole like, nah, like, I'll take care of my family shit. But like, you know, for me, I'm gonna go through the struggle. I gotta save every dollar. And I'm like, I'm with you. But also you're 60. Like this future vision you're saving for is right. now. Like you are the old man right now.
Yeah. What are you hustling for?
Yeah,
You've already made it.
You won. You finished. This is when you enjoy your money. Like
at some point, the hustle ends.
Yeah.
There's like, got to be an end point to the hustle.
I told him, I was like, yo, my man, I promise you, like, I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon. But when you pass away, I'm using all of your shit to the max. You know what I mean? I will use every dollar you left. You know what I mean? So don't, like, let me be the only one enjoying that shit. You work. Go spend it. You know what I mean? I shouldn't even. I was yelling at him the other day. I was like, yo, like, I shouldn't even see you. I see you every week. I should be hearing about you from postcards, my G. You should be gone. Real talk. I should get nothing but like, yo, killing it in Europe right now, my G. Hope y'all are still good. Forgot what you look like, son. Catch you later. That's what I should be getting from you. You know what I mean? And I see you every day. You on the block. You know what I mean? There's no more work for you to do out here, man. Why are we living the same life? Like, you've worked so hard. You know what I mean?
You're on the block.
Yo, you on the same corner, Shot. I'm over here. I shouldn't be hearing that from my deli dude. Y'all saw your pops earlier. You got the same sandwich. Why? You know what I mean? What is he like gearing up to do?
Right.
Yo, man.
Oh my God.
Listen. Oh. Yo, let him host Jeopardy. That'd be great.
Yeah, give him something to do. There's a hustle. Man, the speed. I would love to see someone. Like, does he watch any Jeopardy?
He watches shows like that. He's into, like, the game show shit. He's into that vibe.
So he probably would have been a better host than Blossom is what I'm understanding. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, perhaps. But
yo, they need, like, a New York rhythm dude on there. Real talk. That'd be kind of chill.
I mean, I think low-key, that's what Alex Trebek was doing in his own kind of quiet way, is he was giving them the business.
Yeah.
You do need someone who can quietly give you the business. Because they got to listen to you. You are kind of in charge, even as you're welcoming them in. Come on in. Play my game. Also, razz, 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 razz. You know? So...
Yo, low-key, until you just said that, I didn't realize how much, like, Jeopardy and Saw are the same.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the same shit. You want to play a game? You know what I mean?
Is it because I made a stabbing motion when I said razz, razz, razz? Razzing them?
Bro, I can't unsee it now.
Oh, well.
That's how it is, yo. Real talk.
Well,
that's all Saw is. You know what I mean?
I hope you find a new job, Blossom.
Real talk, yo. Good luck out there, yo. I know it's been a tough career. You know what I mean? Literally starring in two hit shows.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I hope you make it. You know what I mean? Fingers crossed for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll stumble onto a fourth incredibly successful show.
I mean, you're certainly living off of the Big Bang Theory residuals. You're probably doing fine because that was on network. You're doing great.
I hope so.
You're doing great. That's one of the few shows that's still being syndicated. Seriously. Are literally cleaning up.
Yo, and she should have learned. Like, I feel like if it was just Blossom, I could see how like she like might have made bread, but like either got jerked. Mm-hmm. She was young or didn't plan correctly, overspent it.
Right.
But she learned them lessons, then came back for Big Bang.
Right.
So time around, she should have been like financially savvy. Like, nah, B, I'm keeping all these checks.
And
I'm investing.
Since Big Bang, she had her own sitcom that was on Fox, I think, that just ended like a few months ago or something. I don't know. She's been working. So
real talk. And even this job, you got fired. You got 2 years of checks.
Yeah.
You know, like, this ain't a pity party, homie. That's in this career, that's success.
Yeah, that's not bad. You got to host it for 2 years. That's great.
Yeah, and that's a daily job. Yeah. You know what I mean? That shit ain't no true. Six.
That's not even like a weekly.
Yeah, yo. That ain't six episodes a year. All right. Like, you did work, homie. Yo, real talk, man. Yo, Blossom, you eat. What's your secret? You know what I mean? Real talk. Oh, I came into the sad and like hurt for you, but like, yo, real talk, you figured game out.
Right.
Oh, Oh my God. Oh, you never know. She gonna play this up too, man. Yeah, the industry don't rock. Nah, man, industry loves you.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
You're doing okay, right, man. In other news, a small owl discovered in U.S. family's Christmas tree. That's right. A family in Kentucky had a surprise when a small owl was discovered nestled in their Christmas tree. The bird had gone unnoticed for several days. Carpet cleaner was working in the home when he says he saw something rustling in the tree and went to investigate. The family was shocked by the discovery of the owl and at first thought it was a prank. The bird has since been released back into the wild. Homeowner Michelle White said she had spent hours decorating the tree, which the family picks out together every year, and had no clue that the owl was there. If carpet cleaner Bobby Hayes had not noticed the little bird, it might still be in the family's living room blending in with the branches. Mr. Hayes was plugging in the piece of equipment when he saw something stirring in the tree. The owl was literally sitting on the lower limb here. He pulled the owl out and sent Miss White a photo. I was shocked and I was so stunned, she told the local news. I thought he'd put a stuffed animal or ornament in it, so I called him immediately. Like, you're kidding me, right? I have three dogs. We use this room nonstop. Watch TV. The kitchen's right here. No indication. Ms. Hayes released the owl into the family's wooded backyard. Mrs. White's daughter, Madeline, shared a video on social media on TikTok of the bird. Rock on.
I wonder if I would have released that bird.
You would have kept it, huh?
Not for long. Yes. I mean, if it's already there, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's hungry.
Huh.
I probably would have looked up maybe what to feed an owl.
That's fair. Okay.
I don't know. Just out of curiosity, because that would have been easier than trying to pick up the bird. Because I don't necessarily want to touch the bird.
Yeah, that's wild work.
Yeah. That. And that's you know, it's probably got, I don't know, fleas or gnats or nits or something. And so I don't know if I want to touch it. So maybe I'll just leave a little food for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then just trap a owl. That's kind of wild now that I'm saying it. But I have to be true to my heart. And I probably wouldn't have gotten rid of that owl right away.
Yeah, I got to say I'm with you, Sha.
Yeah, I probably would have. I mean, like, until a dog found it. Which is also kind of wild. I bet the dog knew. Honestly, I wish there was a way to talk to the dog.
Lady, I saw him on Tuesday.
If they sit down and like really think about how the dog's been acting, I bet that dog has been like, "Hey, look, come, you're right there. It's right." Oh, these stupid humans.
Yo, y'all don't see him.
Y'all don't see this damn. You know what I mean? Dogs see a lot of shit. Dogs smell a lot of stuff. You think that dog didn't smell that owl? They probably were just chopping it up at night. You know what I mean? While the family's asleep, just talking about the world. The dog probably doesn't know, wants to know what the outside is like. And the owl's like, let me tell you, young blood.
Yo, you been to Atlanta? Yo, it's crazy out there. Yeah, <dude. laughs> Yo, let me find out this dog running the Airbnb, yo. Yo, that's kind of hard, yo.
Right?
Yo, Kibble and Bits ain't cutting it no more. You know what I mean? I had to make some extra bread. Yo.
Of the animals to find in a tree, I'd be happiest with an owl. Now, if it's a squirrel, I'm torching the whole house. We're starting over.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I don't, you know, it's well documented. I do not fuck with squirrels. You know, I think one the article said occasionally people find squirrels, possums, and even bats.
Nah,
no, guess what? I don't put up trees anymore. I don't celebrate Christmas. I am now an atheist.
Oh my God.
Because there's a possum. If there's a possum in my house that got in via tree,
mm-mm.
That possum planned it. And it's in cahoots. Also, how do you miss a possum with those big ass pie shaped white faces? How do you not see a possum?
Yeah. Yo, like, you gotta put them. I mean, I guess maybe you have a truck bed, like, because otherwise you got to put them in your car.
Yeah, but you still got to carry that bitch in the house.
Yeah.
Or at least drag it. I feel like, what possum is going to be quiet? Like, let me just stay quiet, even though you're being banged around. An owl might have slept through that shit.
Oh.
Because it's used to being in a tree. Possums ain't tree people. I don't know. Wait, don't possums actually hang upside down from their tail and sleep?
I don't know.
But aren't they big, though? Have I only seen country-ass possums? Is that my problem?
I got a possum on my block. He stare me down all the time.
Okay.
Like, real talk. Like, yeah. He been on my stoop. he's gotten on the stoop in the backyard. And, like, I went out to get something for my car, and I left the keys inside. So, like, me and him just had a stare down for, like, 3 hours. Because, like, I couldn't get back. I couldn't leave the yard.
Right.
He was on the steps.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I was throwing rocks at the window trying to get, like, Gabby to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, ironically, like, the noise freezes the possum even more.
Right,
you know?
Yes.
So, like, so he's now just like, just now really... I'm never moving. Yeah,
yeah, just staring you down.
Yo, straight up, yo, there's a possum on my block. And I catch him on top of the fence.
That's a children's book, by the way. There's a possum on my block. That's one of those Dr. Seuss deep cut. No one knows about that one. That one's in the vault. That one's in the vault.
There's a possum on my block. I forgot. He comes out when it gets hot.
You think he's friendly? He is not.
It writes itself, baby.
I know it. Oh man.
Yeah. I just bought a tree this week too.
They were funny.
We mentioned the Union Hall show in Brooklyn. They had like a 24-hour tree shop on the same block. So like after the show at like 2 a.m, a drunk 2 a.m. decision. I was like, I'm getting a fucking tree. You know?
you had already been out to Long Island and back. I'm not sure getting a tree was your craziest decision that night.
Yo, real talk, I did wild work that day, the more I think about it, yo.
Yeah, you really did.
Yo, like, for the show, we give away a sandwich. The show's mm-hmm. called Sandwich. I got it from an Italian shop that closes at 4 o'clock called DeFonte's. It's like a legendary Brooklyn deli shop. So mm-hmm. that was like my first stop before the shows. I get there. And, like, I called the dude at 3, like, yo, listen, I'm coming from East New York, my G, but I will be there at 4. And I'm like, they called me at 3:45.
Mm.
And they were like, listen, we closing at 4. You going to be here? I'm like, I'm positive. They called me at 3:50. Yo, you going to be here? And I'm like, I'm going to be there. And, like, I've never seen a place be, like, more certain in its legacy. They were like, yo, listen, we don't care about selling these 2 sandwiches. We are closing
right.
at 4 o'clock, my G. Right. Like, we've made it. We New York OGs here.
Uh-huh.
So I get there and like the door was closed. They were locking up.
Right.
I look inside, the owner and like one of the staff members were dapping up and like saying, I told you he was coming. You know? So like he like, I heard it in his voice. This was a real one. You know what I mean?
What time was it? Like 3:58 or something?
Straight
like
up,
that?
Yo. Like just barely getting in. I get in there. He gives me the sandwich. I drop a tip to show love because they like waited for me.
Right.
And then like on the way out, like he's like, what's this for? I was like, oh, I do a show called Sandwich. We give away a sandwich to an audience member from famous spots in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, he's like on the internet. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. But like the show's in person. We post right. the pictures online. He's like, talk to my son. He does that internet stuff. And like, yo, that shit was wild. And then like some dude come out and me and him like bonded. And like, he fucking dope as hell. The dad was dope. He told me a little bit. He's like, yeah, you know what I mean? I've been making sandwiches for years. I'm from Brooklyn. But yo, I got to go. And he just hops in the car and leaves his son with some random dude he don't know. And it was just me and his kid just talking for like half hour about sandwiches and shit. So it was fire.
Oh my
Straight
God.
Up. That was the start of my day. You know what I mean? Then I did wild shows and I used my drink tickets for once. I don't drink often when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a tree. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And like, yo, this is the first time I'm really putting together my day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild. Mm-hmm. Cause I know like I tried explaining to this I tried explaining this to Gabby at like 2:30. Because like, I woke her up. Yeah, like I showed up. Yo, shorty, I need your help. I got a tree. I got tacos. I did 5 shows. I met Hasan Minhaj.
Did you get tacos from the truck that was out there?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was waiting while he wrapped up my tree. You know what I mean? I showed up wild in the morning. Like, shorty, I need your help. I got tacos. I got a tree. I met Hasan Minhaj today. I did shows in Long Island. Yo, you know the sandwich from the DeFontes is crazy? I met the son. I was all over the place that morning. That poor lady. Yo, real talk, man. If this didn't happen the week after I crushed the anniversary, I don't know if I'd have made it.
I was going to say, I hope you program one of them random flower deliveries to come. Just for next year, go on and program one to come within the last 2 weeks of December, because I feel like you may be testing her around that time every year. So maybe just go on and put that on the books.
I tried. I was like, listen, this is me as low-key as possible right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Finally, New York City's population has declined by 5.3% since the pandemic, Sha. Uh-huh. That's right. With nearly 9 million people in New York City, New York City reigns as the country's largest city by population. However, since the pandemic, New York City's population has observed a significant decline. New York City has experienced a 5.3% decline from April 2020 to July of 2022. This equates to 468,293 residents, comparable to the entire population of Miami in 2020. In contrast, New York City's population had grown by 7.7% the decade prior, 2010 to 2020. Not only was that 3 times the amount that New York City's population had grown the decade before, 2000 to 2010, but it was an even greater rate of population growth than the entire nation, which was at 7.4%. During that period, the boroughs such as Queens and Brooklyn guided the growth, with the population rates increasing by 7.8% and 9.2% in each borough, respectively. However, by the time the pandemic hit, New York City nearly eradicated 3/4 of that population obtained from the decade before. Okay. Yo, that's wild work.
Those were a lot of numbers. and I understand what you said, but I also am like, what? And basically, I think it can be boiled down to, it costs too much money to live here.
Word up.
And no one, and that seems to be getting worse.
Mm.
So, and that now that has hit all the boroughs. Well, I don't know about Staten Island. I can't speak. I could never speak for Staten Island. God bless them. I don't know how you do it out there. But I feel like that is kind of the case all around, that it is way too expensive to be here. I feel that in my soul. Like, I feel it. There's that. And then, you know, there was a pandemic. Not to be morbid, but we lost people. Mm. We lost a lot of people. And that's certainly the case. But definitely the migration. Everybody moved. Because why be here if you can't do all the things that you want to do? And then you think it's temporary, and then you go out into the world and you're like, oh, okay, so the air is fresh and I'm not constantly dodging dog shit when I walk somewhere. I'm barely walking. I had to buy one of these extremely expensive cars because nobody walks around here. But this is just where I am now. I'm taking deep breaths and that's it. And no one comes back. And the people who are back, where are they getting their money from? How are they paying for it? I don't know. Well, it's too much. I feel the weight of it weighing me down constantly.
Yeah, yo, I get you.
It's a lot. And if someone's just moving here, I'm like, all right, Daddy Warbucks, how are you doing this?
Real talk, B. So, like, you discovered oil in your backyard?
Yeah, like, how are you? Oh my gosh.
I'll get it. I think I am one of the most uber pro New York people around. And I definitely like had more and more like I gotta move thoughts.
Right. Yes.
Real talk. Like, yeah. I don't get the money at all anymore. I don't know how it works. I am strictly here because of stand up at this point.
Right.
And the more I think about it, like, yo, like, there's other ways of telling jokes.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
all the time, yo, I see like people on YouTube making funny videos and say, I could do that shit from Orlando. You know? All the time, I be seeing some dope videos. I'm like, yo, why ain't I just doing that? You know what I mean? And just in a whole room dedicated to that.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? With plenty of space.
Yeah.
I'm over here struggling. Yo, real talk, B. You're gonna see a major pivot one day. You're just gonna see me relaxed. I'm gonna just show up on a podcast. I mean, where are you, gas store? New place, baby.
Yeah, I know. Like, what? When did you do that? We just spoke days ago. And it's like, you know, I just packed up everybody. We moved down here.
Straight up. Just put a for sale sign on the house. I bounced. That's it. Real talk. Put that shit on Zillow. Told him to Venmo me. You
know what I mean? Venmo me my house money. Go on and send that shit on Cash App if you can.
Real talk, B. I don't care. You can space that shit. $5,000 a day? That's your limit? Yeah, that's cool. We can do this all year. I'm patient, you know what I mean? Low key, it kind of helps me. I would have spent it all at once anyway.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Happy. Let's space it out, you know what I mean?
That's why. So, to the creative class who want to move to New York, please don't. I like that you want to, and I get it, but don't.
Real talk, B.
If you are made of money, don't, because you're fucking it up for the rest of us. And if you don't have any money, we out of instant ramen. We out. I bought the last pack. So
real talk.
There's nothing else for you.
That's it.
So just stay where you are. Where the instant ramen is plentiful. And you can even get chips or something. But we got none of that.
If you would like to support Shalewa's instant ramen dreams. That's right. I want her to swim in ramen packets. On some Scrooge McDuck shit, okay?
Honestly, yeah. If I think of all the instant ramen I've eaten over my life, I absolutely could fill a swimming pool of flavor packets.
Let's make that happen for sure, okay? All you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You're trying to fill up a little kiddie pool. Come on, B.
What is that? What's I just soaked my feet in sodium? That's no good.
5 stars, you understand. Shalewa got MSG dreams, okay?
Right, you're all trying right? to kill me. But if it helps you decide between 4 or 5 stars, I am already on medication for hypertension. So boom. I'm good. I'm
we
good.
In there, baby.
I'm already prepped for it.
I know how them shits be doing it, yo. The little packets be like 100 calories, 78% of your sodium. I'm like, where?
It's in there. Oh, yeah, yay.
There's literally nothing to attach the sodium
this
to.
This is all of your sodium for a calendar year. In this little 3-inch by 3-inch square is all of your sodium for the next decade.
Oh, my God. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout outs this week to Shannon Lemoyne and Winnie Locke. With all that said, I am I don't have ramen enough, but now I'm excited to go try some Gastromonte.
Good ramen. I'm the actually go get good ramen from a person who made it. I mean, there will be lots of sodium, but you know, It came from someone else's loving hands and not you stirring a packet into a bowl.
I like the hacks. I like doing like the packet, but then like adding my own shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You got feng shui that shit, you know?
I don't know if that's the term.
No, that's not it.
I don't think so.
It's got to be one with the good taste. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe that is right. Maybe that's what you're doing. You're feng shuiing your ramen. Maybe
yo,
that's
real
it.
Talk, man. With perfecting her backstrokes in the pool of ramen, Shalewa was sharp. That's right. This has been another episode of the War Report. It's seasonal, baby. We taking Monday off. You know what I mean? We got holidays. We got people to give presents to. We got people to look at. kind of funny eyed when they didn't give us a nice present that we don't deserve.
Yes, very important. Very important.
See y'all next week. Peace.